The next 2 weeks are going to be the worst days of my life. And I don't say that lightly, because Juliana will be joining us. Juliana Board is the prettiest, most down-to-earth, and the most curious girl I've ever met. She's also my stepbrother's girlfriend, and soon to be fiancé. Yes, fiancé. Just the thought of it makes me want to punch the air. Honestly, Juliana should have been my fiancé. But that's a long story. One I don't want to tell, but have to anyway. At this very moment, my little brother is picking her up from the airport and bringing her here for 2 weeks of summer fun. Well, technically, it's for our parents' anniversary. They've invited her to celebrate with us. Juliana just finished her master's degree in civil engineering and graduated 3 weeks ago. I keep calling her his fiancé, but she doesn't know it yet. After 8 years together, my brother has finally decided to pop the question. He's going to do it at the anniversary party. That's in approximately 2 nights. I should be glad for him. For them. But I'm not. Henry has been a loose cannon over the past 2 years, ever since she said she was going back for her master's. Despite my many attempts to warn him about his infidelity, he never listened. When he told me he was going to propose, I laughed. I laughed because I know what kind of person my brother is. He doesn't love her. He's only doing this because it feels like an obligation. He said he'd stop messing around with other girls, but I know that's a lie. He can never help himself. And that's why it hurts. Watching the woman who should have been mine get played by someone else. I could easily go back to my apartment and avoid all of this, but Mom and Dad want me here to help with preparations. I live in the city, about 2 hours away, so it made perfect sense for me to stay and work remotely. We're sitting in the living room, having a discussion about seat arrangements, when we hear a car door shut. Dad stands and heads to the door. Another door slams, followed by cheerful laughter. When Dad opens the front door, I stay seated, not moving. Juliana greets everyone with tight hugs and kisses on the cheek, and then finally walks over to me.
Elliot,
she says like a statement.
Julie.
She reaches for me with open arms.
It's been a long time.
I hug her back, inhaling the light scent of her fruity perfume. She always smells fucking amazing.
Same here.
I pat her back. It's awkward as hell. Juliana releases me slowly and steps away. Her eyes meet mine. Then she turns to Henry with a small smile.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
All right, enough of that. I'm sure she's tired and jet-lagged. I'll show her to our room.
Henry gives me a quick glance and brushes past me, tugging Juliana along. Sometimes I wonder if he knows. If he's figured out that I somehow caught feelings for her. That I dangerously fell for her the moment we first met. On that fishing trip. The evening drags on through dinner, where Juliana catches everyone up on her career and her future plans. It bugs me every fucking time Henry kisses her on the cheek. It feels like he's showing off in front of me. And it even looks like it makes Juliana uncomfortable. Jesus, he can't even read the fucking room. Eventually, when my meal is over, I excuse myself and head to the backyard patio. Normally, I'd take a smoke, but I promise to quit. I've been smoke-free for 2 years now. All I can do is watch the blue lighting ripple through the pool. My parents are wealthy, but conservative. Our 5-bedroom house is simple and homey, a far cry from what most wealthy families purchase. My father built his insurance company from the ground up, and it became a huge success. That's why he hired Juliana's dad to help run it. And now, with Henry managing the company, Dad can finally enjoy retirement. A cold breeze brushes my face, and suddenly Juliana is standing next to me. She peers up at the night sky where stars are scattered across the darkness.
Looks like we're gonna get some rain,
she says.
I doubt it.
She points to the far right, where a cluster of gray clouds is building.
It'll reach us soon.
So what? You're a geologist now? I thought you studied engineering.
I tease. She smiles and my heart fucking sings.
Doesn't take a genius to know what kind of clouds those are.
Before I can say anything else, Henry joins us, walking right between us. He claps me on the shoulder.
Now would have been a great time for a smoke, eh?
He grins.
Too bad you quit.
Juliana gapes at me, her eyes wide.
You quit?
Yep, 2 years ago.
Juliana rubs her neck and stares back up at the sky.
Oh.
Weird, huh? Who would have guessed my big brother would stop smoking?
Another clap on my shoulder. If she wasn't standing there, I probably would have given in and had one tonight. 2 years ago, at Henry's graduation, Juliana said smoking was bad for me, that she despised smokers. It had been years since I'd seen her, and that was my first impression. I quit the next week. Henry stretches.
Anyways, I'm getting tired. And you should be too, love. Big day tomorrow. Let's call it a night.
But I'm not tired yet.
Well, I am. And you know I sleep better when you're with me.
I roll my eyes. Henry scoffs.
Don't be jealous. It's not my fault she puts me to sleep.
He grabs her hand.
Let's go, love.
As she's being tugged along, Juliana glances over her shoulder at me with a sigh of defeat. And I'm left standing there, already exhausted, and the night has barely begun. The next day comes, and I feel like I haven't slept one bit. Maybe it's because of the impending engagement. I just can't see Henry marrying her, and it bothers my fucking soul. Everyone is out of the house today. Juliana and my mother are busy finalizing the last details of the party. The men, on the other hand, are busy doing the heavy lifting with the event coordinator. But over the last 2 hours, Henry has been acting differently. I can't put my finger on it, but it somehow feels like we're in game, and there are no spectators. This comes as no surprise, because ever since we were younger, Henry had always seen me as competition. It was as if he had to live up to some sort of standard. I get it. His dad married my mom, and I was the older one. We were 2 years apart, but Henry saw me as a threat. Like I wanted to take his dad from him. When in reality, I just wanted us to be brothers and have a father figure around. We get home that evening, exhausted. When we would have just sat on a couch to relax a little, Henry went upstairs to check on Juliana. He hadn't returned for the night, and I'm guessing he wanted to keep her away from me. Maybe he thinks I'll tell her about his affairs and rendezvous. But that's not my problem. I'm just happy to see Juliana happy. When Mom and Dad turn in for the night, I use the silence to get some work done. As a game designer, I'm free to take my work anywhere I go, but it also means I have a lot of deadlines and client edits. It's 3 a.m. and I am almost finished with my current project when I hear a noise from the stairway. I crane my neck toward the sound only to find Juliana descending the stairs. I resume my work but stop when I feel her presence behind me. Juliana moves to the side of me and sips from a mug.
Can't sleep?
I say, breaking the silence. She shakes her head.
Henry snores like a tuba.
I chuckle.
Isn't he going to miss you?
Nah, he's definitely out cold. So, what are you doing?
Work. It's for a client. I'm almost finished.
Oh, I still can't believe you're a game designer. I actually thought you would have studied business and run Eric's company. Didn't you like that sort of thing?
Yeah, but my interest changed.
I lie. I did like running a business. I did want to get a business degree, but it was easier to go in a different direction from what Henry wanted. And given that it's his dad who owns the company, he's within his right to be the next CEO and take over. I just didn't want to be in the way. Besides, Henry seemed hell-bent on running his father's company. Juliana sets the cup near my computer and I eye it like it's a virus. She gives me a smile.
Relax. It's just hot water.
Just? You know it's still liquid, right?
She sighs and sets the cup a little further away from my laptop.
Am I bothering you?
No.
Good, because I'm glad for the company.
I start typing again and I can feel her eyes on me. We stay like this for the next half hour, with her asking questions about my work, which I know she'll forget by morning. But honestly, having her around helped me. I felt relaxed, and I was thinking clearly. I set my blue light glasses down and she picks them up quickly, peeking through each lens like a child with a new toy.
I've never bought one of these. Do they really work?
I think so. Well, my eyes don't hurt as much as before I got them.
She tries them on.
Juliana.
Both our heads whip around toward the stairway. Henry is standing at the foot of the stairs, scowling.
God, don't you sleep?
She stands.
I can't when you're snoring all the time.
Henry rakes his fingers through his brown hair.
Come, let's get back to bed. I'll just wait for you to fall asleep before I sleep.
All this time, I've found something else to do on my laptop. I don't want to get caught up in their couple drama, especially when Henry is involved. When Henry stretches his hand out for her, Juliana glances over her shoulder at me.
Good night, Elliot.
I give her a silent salute before Henry whispers something in her ear. She nods, then disappears upstairs. Henry rushes toward me and flops into the chair beside me, the one Juliana had just occupied, still warm and scented like sweet mangoes.
What's your angle?
I'm sorry, what?
What are you trying to do with her? What were you two talking about?
I shrug.
Nothing of importance.
Stay the fuck away from Juliana. The last thing I need is for you to be giving her any ideas and fucking up tomorrow. I am a changed man now. That was my past.
Got it, dude. Now chill. I won't fuck up anything for you.
If he remains the same as today, he might just do that all by himself.
I love her.
I'm sure you do.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
I shake my head.
Your fiancé-to-be is waiting on you.
Anything to end this dumb conversation. Henry stands and squeezes my shoulder.
I bet she is.
I shut my laptop and stretch my arms above me.
It's been a long night. I think I'll head in too. We have a busy day tomorrow. See you in the morning, brother.
It's the day of our parents' anniversary, and we're 3 hours in when Henry stands and taps his glass for his second speech of the night. No one but Mom and I knows what he's about to say. First, he starts off talking about love and devotion, then references Juliana, calls her a queen, someone he adores and respects. I have to stifle a few too many huffs. I really don't want to ruin the moment. Suddenly, Henry is in front of Juliana, down on one knee. She says yes, and the crowd cheers. But I didn't ignore the way she glanced at me before answering. There was a flicker of sadness or disappointment in her eyes. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. The night carries on. And after everything he just said, Henry still decides to go out with his friends to celebrate his engagement. Juliana doesn't even protest. She just lets him go. Had I been the one who proposed, we would have spent the entire night together, whether wrapped in sheets or sharing dinner. My fiancé would have been by my side. I would have not been out with the boys. It's after midnight and I'm listening to a podcast when Juliana appears, wrapped in a duvet.
Cold?
I ask. She shakes her head, then nods.
Kind of.
I pat the empty space beside me. Juliana sinks into the seat but keeps a reasonable distance.
Am I bothering you again?
Never. You shouldn't have to ask that.
I set the phone on the coffee table and lean back into the couch.
So, what's got you up at this hour? I know it's not Henry snoring, so what is it then? Wedding jitters?
She scoffs.
What?
Nothing. Can we watch a movie or something?
Whatever you're up for, I'm down. As long as it helps your mood.
I hand her the remote. After a while, she finally chooses something. It's a romance. We sit in silence, watching the screen. If anyone asked me what the movie was about, I couldn't say. My mind keeps drifting down the worst paths. I want to say Henry isn't the one she should be marrying, that he's a cheater, and he's probably cheating right now. But I shake it off. It's not my place. I'll be damned if I get blamed for ruining their relationship. Juliana yawns.
Tired?
Not yet. I want to see what happens in the end,
she says, though her voice is heavy with sleep. I know she's tired. So am I. but her presence always brings a strange sort of peace.
10 minutes.
She murmurs.
Then you can send me to bed.
I let out a soft laugh.
All right, 10 minutes.
I'm just gonna lay my head here.
She tilts her body until her head rests on my shoulder. Her eyes are still open but heavy. I allow it. 10 minutes. Juliana lets out a soft sigh. This is what I like. This is what I can get used to. But I can't. Not with Henry's existence. I just have to enjoy this moment since it may never happen again.
What the fuck is going on here?
You have met the end of My Brother's Girlfriend, Part 1. Stay tuned for Part 2, and don't forget to subscribe, follow me on TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. I'll greatly appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.